snow, shows, and Sega all weekend long. This is Radio Sega's Winterfest 2021.
welcome to the Blue Zone. I'm your host, Peter Kickass, and welcome to Radio Sega's Sonic Centric Show. And welcome to another episode of the Blue Zone. It's been 2 years, probably, since the last episode of the Blue Zone. It was also on another Winterfest, I think, like 2018. So it's been quite some time. A lot of things happened since 2018, mainly the reason why we're all locked up in our houses. It's sad, but I'm here to cheer you up, not to put you down, because we already have enough of that in the world. So, welcome to the Blue Zone. In this episode, we'll be having some stuff. Probably not much, but it's what I could manage. So, we'll be talking about, as you may know, about the recent news regarding the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise. We will not be having a Game of the Week this time, because I prefer to do something else instead. You'll see what I mean once we get there. We'll also be having some remixes, as usual. Three remixes from the community, because we need to showcase them here as well. And that's pretty much the schedule for today's episode. So, we just heard three songs from the three different Sonic games. So we heard Sand Road from Team Sonic Racing, a great reimagination of that track. We also heard a track from Sonic the Hedgehog 2006, so Wave Ocean, and we also heard Right There, Right On from Sonic Crush by Hideki Nakanuma, also a tune. So, right now I guess we'll move on to some more music, shall we? So, we'll be playing now Be Cool, Be Wild, and Be Groovy for Ice Cap. We'll be right back with the new segment.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2021. For our full programming schedule, check out RadioSega.net.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. We just played three songs from another three Sonic games. So we just had Be Cool, Be Wild, and Be Groovy from Sonic Adventure, so Ice Cap. We also had Snowball Waltz from the best level in Sonic Lost World, the Snowball level. And we also had Cool Edge Knight from Sonic Unleashed. Now, welcome to the news segment where we talk about the latest Sonic news that have happened during the past week. And it's been a week indeed. You're probably listening to this on Sunday. I'm actually going to be talking about the last week from today. I'm recording this on the 14th, so we'll be talking about the news that happened until the 14th. So if anything else happens during the rest of the week, I have no clue because I already recorded. So, but it's already pretty important news. So let's start by saying that the Sonic movie trailer, the second one, has been released, and we have now a visual on Knuckles on the new movie and Tails as well, and it's looking really good. So Eggman, or actually Robotnik, because that's how they call it in the movie. He has now his usual look, not the fat look, obviously. So just his mustache and no hair, so it looks great. And Tails and Knuckles also look really great. And one thing that most people are noting, actually, from the trailer is that Knuckles isn't being treated as a joke, like in the recent games. I'm actually not into that as much as other people are, but it's always good to see like the characters having some kind of actual reason to be there, and not just to be making jokes all the time. So it seems like Knuckles will be like having a more serious tone throughout the movie, and probably will propel the plot forward, which I think is why in Japan the movie is actually called Sonic vs. Knuckles and not Sonic 2, so maybe Knuckles will be like the main part of the story, along with the Master Emerald. I think that was the Master Emerald which appeared in the trailer as well, so really looking forward to that. Also, there were the Game Awards, which is where the movie trailer came from, but we not only had the movie trailer, we also had Sonic Frontiers. So Sonic Frontiers will be the new game which will be released next year, so in 2022, and apparently it's open world. So the first open world Sonic game, and it has lots of things going for it, and also good or bad, because, well, it's an open world game, and with that comes lots of possibilities, because they can either make the best game we ever had, because we can go like everywhere and have free exploration, but they also can make it really bad, because it's like the first open world game we have in this franchise. So really looking forward to what they'll be doing with the game. So and one fun fact is that we already heard about the game in 2019, so that was like a long time ago. We had our like first look at the game. Apparently some user on 4chan posted about the game from Sonic in 2019, talking about the game where the synopsis, like the summary for the game, is the same one that's been in the press release. So it's pretty legit so far. And on that leak, we have more information about what the game might be. So let me pop up the image for me right here, so really quickly, so I can read it for you. We have the new free-running action-adventure game that propels the Sonic franchise in a bold new direction. The evil Dr. Eggman has created an amazing AI entity that has spiraled out of control. Meanwhile, Sonic wakes up groggy and suffering from amnesia with questions but few answers. So, amnesia. It reminds me of another game, probably Breath of the Wild, but that's another thing, because most people are saying, oh, this is like copying Breath of the Wild because it's open world. Really? Not really, because, just because it's an open world game, it's going to be copying Breath of the Wild. That's always a topic with these new games. I don't think so, but to each their own. So, it also says, like, the Sonic Universe characters you love, four exotic islands to explore, and skyscraper-sized Titan boss battles. So, in the trailer, we actually saw one of these Titans, like, giant robots. That's apparently going to be four boss fights in the game. And apparently there's going to be four exotic islands, which are part of like the big the star, I think it's called Starfall Islands. That's the name they're giving like this assortment of islands, which is in the next point, obviously. Adventure to vast terrains and explore the Starfall Islands. So it's already had this name since 2019. Amazing. It also says new close combat system and unique powerful moves to take down enemies. So apparently combat is coming back. I think the last time we had combat was in Shadow the Hedgehog, and like the last and only time in the 3D Sonic game. So apparently can you be able to punch enemies, or maybe that's another type of combat system. We have to wait and see, I guess. Go supersonic mode to battle massive skyscraper-sized enemy titans. So supersonic in free roam. Sounds cool to me. Strength and skills to level up Sonic's abilities. So probably like Sonic Unleashed, where you can spend experience points to level up your speed and boost gauge, stuff like that. Solve puzzles and embark on quests across four exotic islands and hidden something, because the image gets cut over there, so apparently there's going to be puzzles to solve. And people also said this was from Breath of the Wild, but they're really puzzles, we'll have to wait and see, really. Thrilling graphics, cinematic music, and immersive atmosphere to create something. That's all good. So, really, really interesting. There's been lots of people saying they're excited for it. Some people are saying that it doesn't look that good. They're saying, like, the open worldness of the open world style reminds me of the fan games, and Sega hired this man, so they aren't really looking forward to it. Or people are saying that the style of the game, so like the style of the graphics and all that, the graphic design isn't good, even though most people have been wanting like a more realistic style since Sonic Lost World. And now that we have a realistic style, they're saying that they don't like it. It's again, we can't really, Sega can't please the Sonic fandom, because if you please one side of the fandom, the other side will get angry, because you won't be doing what they want. Me personally, I'm really looking forward for the game. I really love like the direction they're going, and I'm really interested about what they'll be doing with the open world style of the game, because it's new, something new, and I'm really interested to know what possibilities we have with this gameplay style. What else this week? Actually, news to today. I think it was either today or yesterday, like really late yesterday. Apparently. The first Sonic the Hedgehog game is going to be coming to Tesla cars. So, if you're into that sort of thing, you can plug your controller to your car and play Sonic 1. But please don't play while you're driving. There are people walking through the street, and I don't want you to do bad things. Anyway, those were the news this week, pretty much, at least until the 14th of December. No clue if we'll be having more weeks or not, but more news this week or not. But that's all we have for now. So, I guess we shall continue with the show then. So let's play some more Sonic tunes, and this time we're playing a track from Sonic Free Riders. An amazing game if you love to get on top of a board and wiggle from side to side to control an overboard. We'll be playing Free, the Crush 40 version, and we'll be right back with a slightly different segment on the Blue Zone.
Try you, but they just can't.
down by the fire and enjoy a whole weekend of Sega radio shows and giveaways. This is Radio Sega's Winterfest 2021.
And welcome back. So we just played Star the Speedway Path from Sonic CD, and welcome to what used to be the Game of the Week segment, where we used to talk about one particular Sonic game and talk about its lore and whatever gameplay it had and all the neat trivia from said game. But today it's going to be a little bit different. So I had this little idea. I think I had this like probably when I was starting the Blue Zone, but I never wanted to do this because this was, after all, a Sonic-centric show. But since I haven't really done a show in a long time, I decided, well, why not do it anyway? So, today, in this segment, there's not going to be a talk about the game, there's not going to be a talk about the news, there's going to be music. And that music will, to change things, will not be from Sonic games. So, in this segment, to change things up, we're going to play music from other Sega games and also non-Sega games. So, basically things that I've been either listening to or I like the songs. So, other stuff to refresh your ears a bit. And also, since probably a lot of people that are listening to this show are pretty much either big Sonic fans or there are probably some people that are just Sonic fans, so they're not really into like the other types of music that are out there. This is like the perfect segment to get them into listening other types of songs and to probably get into other franchises, because that's how I've learned about other franchises, actually. So, fun fact, I've started playing, I think it was like last year, I started playing Guilty Gear. It was like this year, like at the beginning of this year, I started playing Guilty Gear mainly because of how awesome the songs from that game were. So I got so interested, I actually got the game and played it a bit myself. And I loved it. It's a great game, but it all came from the soundtrack. That thing also happened with Jet Set Radio, because I also listened to its songs and got it in the game, and it was also like a great game. So the OST, believe it or not, is like the great entry point to the Steel Wizard 2 game. So, to honor that, I guess, we're going to be playing some songs from other games, and hopefully some of you will try them out, because the songs, or the games that these songs are from, are pretty good. So there's like three songs, three different games, and you need to play these games. They're awesome. So I guess we'll start off, shall we? So let's start off with this song from one of the best games I've played like in the recent years. It was also a new franchise for me. It's a song from Yakuza 0, like one of the best games ever. We're going to be playing Rain, the theme song about a madman chasing bad guys inside a building. And hopefully you guys will like it too. So see you in a minute.
Be nice.
Radio Sega's Winterfest 2021.
Line takes the hot. You have a shooter and a good one. coming out for a new point. Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. He's a rolling point is nine. Place nine. Place nine. Eight, shooting for nine. Five, shooting for nine. He's a rolling point is nine. Place nine. Eight, shooting for nine. Five, shooting for nine. Who wants to come? Six to point.
Check out, John.
Nine, a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Nine, a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, place your bets. Who wants to come? Six to point. Who wants to come? Six to point. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
It's so funky. It's so funky.
Check me out, y'all.
Welcome back again after this amazing segment that I've been waiting to do for a long time. Hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. It's always like fresh to hear some new stuff in this show. And I know it's a Sonic-centric show, but I don't think it hurts once in a while to get something new in here. Hopefully you guys like it as much as I do. Well, welcome to the Remix Zone, where we play some remixes from Sonic songs from the Sonic community. I originally intended to play three remixes today for you, but we're short on time. It's already 52 minutes, and it will be reduced to only one remix. I'm sorry, but I have promised to make this in 1 hour, so it will be in 1 hour. So I don't think I have much to say really in this part, so without further ado, let's get on with the remixes because time is short anyway. We'll be playing Metallic Madness Act 2, a remix by a little boulder called Dance Hazard. Hope you guys enjoy it, and I'll see you in a minute.
We'll be right back.
And that was it. We just played a great remix once again by Lil Boulder. I think he actually played like three remixes or more from in this show. But it's great nonetheless. And that basically was the Blue Zone episode for Radio Sega's Winterfest 2021. Hope you guys have enjoyed what I prepared for you, because after all this is all recorded and it's unfortunately not live. I wish I could be there with you guys talking in the chat as I was talking to you, because I always love that kind of interaction. I had one when doing this show on the Radio Sega airwaves, but I had to do what I could, and this is the best I could do. It was great to be here once again on Radio Sega to do this for you. Hope you guys have enjoyed everything that I've... You don't have to enjoy everything, do you? But, yeah, nonetheless, hope you guys have enjoyed this show. Hope you guys are enjoying the Winterfest, because after all, this is for the Radio Sega's Winterfest. Hope you guys have been enjoying that as well. I hope you guys also tune in for the next Winterfest show, which will be, let me check real quick, Eden Palace with Skyblaze. So it's about to start, I think. It's like, we're about 50-something minutes. Yeah, it's almost 1 hour, so... it's really almost starting, so I hope you guys tune in for that as well, and also for the rest of the shows today. So tune in to Radio Redux with Kevin for the Last Minute Continue, Area X with I Need Fruit, Nitro Game Injection by Kyle JCRB, and Blastness 8 with the Blast Processor. So hope you guys tune in for that as well, and tune in tomorrow as well, because Winterfest will continue on Monday with lots of other shows. Sega Sunrise with Scubman, the Shenmue Dojo show, with James Ryan at Oliver, Tom Campbell with Winterview, with of course Tom Campbell, the Cyber Razor Cut with Sonic Kudos and the Driven, Sega Driven, the Manic Monday show with KC and the Last Call with Rob KTA. So Winterfest will continue from here. Hope you guys stay tuned for that as well. So anyway, I guess we'll end off the show. Hope you guys have enjoyed it once again. And we'll end off with a song from a recently released Sonic game, because Sonic show requires Sonic songs, and we'll end off with that. The game itself might not have been that good, but some of its music was pretty good. Thank you, Jun Senoi, for saving it. We will be playing Terminal Velocity Act 1 Remix by Jun Senoi from Sonic Colors Ultimate. So thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you guys someday, I guess. I don't know when I'll be back, but always a pleasure to be here. See ya.
Enjoying the Winterfest? Why not keep listening to Radio Sega once it's over? There's plenty of live shows, and you can even request your favorite music from our playlist. You're listening to Radio Sega.